Hey everyone, what's up? This is Blastcast. My name's Adrian.
My name's Bryce.
We live in Southern California. We wanted to put together a podcast just because we have fun just shooting the shit, so we thought we'd try to turn it into a podcast and
shoot shit.
See if we can't entertain people as much as we entertain ourselves.
Yeah, we're pretty funny.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyways, we don't really have a format. We're just going to try and do this once a week. So, this is our first episode for the fourth week of February.
Think of it like you're the third person in our little conversation or something like that.
Except you just listen to us the whole time.
Yeah, and you never get to say shit.
We don't care about what you say.
Yep, you can't interject and say, hey, wait, that's not true. Fuck you, you're listening to it, so you're going to have to Google it and then email us to tell us it was false.
you have no say in this conversation until we read all your hate tweets.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll read your hate tweets. And then, well, anyway, let's give out our Twitters. I don't have my Twitter.
It's going to make it hard for you to give yours out. Mine is at A Smitty, A-S-M-I-T-T-E-E. I think Bryce's is at Briggity Bryce.
Mine's at Briggity Bryce, B-R-I-G-G-I-T-Y, Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E. One word, though, one word.
I think we'll probably end up just making a Blastcast Twitter, but for anyone who wants to send us some tweets ahead of time until we do that, that's where they are. So what's going on, Bryce? What do we want to talk about today? Anything in particular?
I'm pretty pissed about the fucking NFL season, the whole fucking thing. Not really like the season, but the way it ended.
You had a good season.
I had a fantastic season.
So let's. Who's your team?
My team is the Miami Dolphins. No, it's the 49ers.
That shouldn't be a joke, by the way. Someone's going to get offended by that. Not too offended. My team's the St. Louis Rams, so
No.
We're done saying
not the real one. Say your real football team. I said the Dolphins. That wasn't true. What's your real one?
No, that's really what it is. It's really the St. Louis Rams.
Oh shit.
You're funny.
This guy's the Ram fan.
Yeah, I mean, we had a miserable season. There was lots of injuries, and it's more of just Steven Jackson trying to pull the whole football team behind him.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I was looking forward to this year, actually, after we had a decent season last year with Bradford coming in.
He got
Rookie of the Year. They didn't get a winning season.
Eight and nine, something like that.
I don't even think they had a winning record.
7-9?
I don't think anyone in our division last season had a winning record.
Yeah, the Seahawks went, and then they beat the Saints. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was to show you any football team could win.
Yeah, you beat the Saints to get...
I beat the Saints, god damn it.
To get past them in the playoffs. That was pretty exciting.
That was so good. I called it, too. I was like, I got a good feeling about this one, and I had a good feeling about the Giants.
All of that for nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much all that for nothing.
Fucking Giants. They got so goddamn lucky. Like,
you did all that hard work through the whole season, and it seems really like the Giants just kind of skated by.
Well, real quick, I did get Coach of the Year. Harbaugh, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Giants, those fucking bitches got so lucky. They got lucky. You want to start at the fucking Packer game? Well, we'll go back to the other one. We'll start way back. We'll go to the last game before the playoffs.
We'll start from the beginning of the season.
Game one, week one. Anyway, they beat the Cowboys, so they got in the fucking playoffs. The Cowboys or I think the Eagles had a shot at it too. Any one of those three could have been in. So any one of them should have been out right away. But they beat the Falcons. They beat them pretty good. I think it was like 20-2. Something like that, right? They got like a safety and that was it.
Yeah.
And then they somehow beat the Packers. They just outplayed the Packers. I think the Packers were sleeping. They had too much time off. I think they got out of sync. They just had too much time off.
They actually, despite everyone's losing record, which there was quite a few of them this year, the Packers probably had the most to be disappointed about coming off of that season.
Fuck yeah.
And then just completely tripping over themselves and not even getting through the first playoff round.
Hell yeah. They only lost one game against the Chiefs.
That's really disappointing.
They lost one game against the Chiefs and then had another game like that against the Giants. But they had too much time off.
I was getting tired of Rodgers anyways.
I'm so tired of that guy.
Maybe we won't see any more State Farm commercials.
Oh, maybe we might.
Discount double check.
Hey, Rodgers! Discount double check! Yeah. Woo! That fucking fat guy in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Clay Matthews was on one of those with him.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I saw that one. He said something to Clay, too. He did Clay's little flex. His little finishing move or whatever.
Clay Matthews is a giant Viking among men.
I wish I was as tall as that fucker. I wish I was as buff as that dude is.
I wish I was as everything as him.
As that guy, seriously. I wish I was his build. Had his moves. I can be in the NFL. I can be knocking down dudes.
You could probably be in the NFL now.
I should be in the NFL.
As like a relief, a relief kicker.
A relief long snapper. All right, can you snap the ball 15 yards? I'll snap the fuck out of that ball 15 yards. 20 yards, we'll beef it up. We'll go further.
And then someone will snap the fuck out of you.
And then someone will break my neck.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what will happen.
Help!
So, yeah, disappointing the Niners didn't get to the Super Bowl.
It was bullshit. They should have been in the fucking Super Bowl because that one faggot, Kyle fucking Williams, that little faggot, twice, dude. I think that was his second game, some bullshit like that. He was only replacing Ted Ginn Jr., who got hurt in the Saint game early, and then he fucking blew it. All right, fucking whatever. We'll move on. The Niners are coming back next year, though. You'll see. Hope, yeah, they should. I mean, I hope we get a new quarterback, dude. I can't stand Alex Smith. Just like you guys and your Sam Bradford. That guy seems to be like the same thing as Smith is.
He got you that deep into the playoffs and you're not willing to give him another chance next season?
It took him 7 years to get us that far.
Yeah, but wasn't that those 7 years riddled with problems other than his control?
Nope.
Okay.
Thought about it. Nope. Yeah. Alex Smith, gotta go. Gotta get a fucking premier quarterback. Somebody at least...
Peyton Manning.
At least as good as fucking that retard. Who's that retard? Eli Manning. His brother. Got to get somebody at least that good. That fucking lucky piece of shit. He's not as good as everyone says he is.
He's got two Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, but this one shouldn't count.
Why not?
Because it was bullshit. They got lucky. They shouldn't have. They got lucky against the Packers. They got lucky against my team. They got lucky against the Patriots. The Patriots, dude, just fucking stunk it up. No one saw them playing that shitty.
Yeah, they had a pretty off game.
A very bad game, yeah.
So, that's all right. I didn't really want either of them to win, but that's not really an option.
Yeah, I wasn't excited about any of that shit.
What else is going on in sports right now? Football's out.
Yeah, let's see. Lakers, my other favorite team, the Lakers, basketball.
Pretty much basketball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're probably, unless they get anybody good in this trade coming up, they're just going to dwindle out in the Clippers or OKC or maybe even the Mavericks might make a decent run at it again. I don't know.
So what about for this season, though? You think the Lakers got a chance right now?
They got it. I don't know. They could do it. I hope they do it. They're my fucking team, so obviously, I hope they do it. But I think the Clippers, they're a younger team. They got more stars, more key guys. They've been putting up more than 100 points a fucking game, dude. The Lakers, I think, have only put up more than 100 points like five times this whole year since this point. Yeah. And they normally put up like 100 points. I don't know, out of a percentage, like at least 80% of their games or 70% usually during the season.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they're not doing so well. But, you know, it was funny. Did you see that thing on ESPN about Jeremy Lin? Did you see what it said?
Yeah, I did see that.
We have a chink in the armor. Knicks have a chink in the armor.
That was based off of a loss that they just had.
Yeah, they lost to the Hornets. It was like 90... 8-95, something like that. 95-90.
And some ESPN columnist wrote a catchy headline on the website
that said, I thought that was
chink in the armor.
I thought that was fucking hilarious, but you know what happened? They fucking fired that guy. They fired him, and he just wrote it, and they immediately fired his ass. That's bullshit. That's pretty funny.
But honestly, though, I don't really know why that guy thought he could write chink in
the
armor.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, people are way too fucking sensitive.
Or maybe it's the reverse now. Maybe, people are too sensitive, but maybe he wasn't even thinking of it that way, and everyone just took it that way. Do you think that's even a possibility? Or do you think he purposely meant to write Chink in the Armor as a reference to Lynn?
Yeah, I think he meant to write it. I do. But it's funny. Like, seriously, he shouldn't have lost his job over that. Like, people are getting too sensitive with all the fucking racism. Like, oh, like, I don't know, it's...
Well, you wouldn't call any Asian person a chink to their face, right? So I don't think it's acceptable to put that on the website either.
No, but they call Kobe Bryant's nicknames the Black Mamba.
That's a black snake.
He's the Black Mamba. He's black. Black Mamba.
So you're saying his name should just be the Mamba?
Yes.
But aren't Mambas black anyways, or not always?
Yeah, no, Mambas are always black. I know that for a fact.
Well then, so it's just, I don't know. I guess you could take that either way.
No, but seriously,
he probably
would
likes being called the Black Mamba.
Okay, wait.
You could call me the Black Mamba.
Your nickname's Ace.
Yeah, that's true. My nickname is Ace, not to be confused with Adam Carolla.
Yeah, seriously. Adrian really fucking coined that nickname back in like 96.
Good old 96.
And I didn't hear Adam say it until he was on the radio in like, what, 04, 05? Yeah, about 05.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he coin himself Ace?
Yo, fuck yeah, he did. I think he's got it fucking trademarked and everything. He's got it locked up, so there's nothing you can do.
I wouldn't be surprised now. Yeah.
But we can still call you Ace. You know, he doesn't have it like, you know, Donald Trump status, like where you have to pay him residuals or something for saying it.
I'm not paying that guy anything.
He's gonna listen to this podcast and count the aces we refer to you as.
that was 46 aces.
Hey guys, that was 46 aces. I'm gonna need $5 per ace. So that's $460. Ace Rockola.
I don't know. I like Adam Carolla's podcast. It's entertaining.
No, his podcast is hilarious. That's probably it's my favorite podcast out of all of them.
It depends. It depends on the guest, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, it does. I think it's funny in general, but when he gets someone he can really go back and forth with, then that's when it makes it even more entertaining. I don't really think anyone that's on the show all the time with him is any, you know, particularly funny.
No, Bald Brian, he's got to go.
And Allison, right?
Allison's lame as hell, dude. She's so lame. She has her own podcast now.
Yeah.
There's a free plug, bitch. But, yeah, she has her own podcast. And I don't know. Who the fuck's going to listen to that? It's going to be about lame shit. Fuck her.
So, Carolla's podcast, that's your favorite one right now?
I would say his is my favorite. A close second would be Rogan's. Rogan's pretty fucking funny.
I haven't taken the time to listen to any of Rogan's yet.
Rogan's, you gotta be stoned as fuck.
I listen to Carolla's podcast and Jay Moore's podcast, and that's about it.
Moore's is okay, but Moore's got a few that are, you know, he's hit or miss. A lot of his podcasts aren't that funny. His first, like, two were interesting, but then he gets these lame guys like Burt Kreisinger, Suckager. Well, Suckager.
It's always fun listening to him do impressions, though.
No, yeah, he does a spot on fucking, what's that guy? Good night, moon. Fuck, Walken. Christopher Walken. Yeah. Can't believe I stumbled on it that long. But yeah, he does a spot on Walken. And Norm MacDonald. His Norm MacDonald is so funny. Gee, guys. That's my impression of Norm MacDonald getting blown.
Well, that's why he makes a big bucks. And now he's doing a free podcast, so I think that's pretty cool. You get to listen to him for free, as opposed to having to go pay to go to the improv or something like that.
Yeah, but he's probably funnier doing... I think he's funnier up at the improv. He's on stage. He's in front of people, so he's forced.
I think he's probably funnier in the podcast. It's off the cuff. He doesn't have to... There's no pressure on him. He could just turn it off if he wanted to. He hasn't got a crowd of people in front of him, and he's probably not spewing out his random... set list of jokes or whatever. He just gets to be... naturally funny.
Yeah he does have a few people in his little room, but yeah, he's cool. Rogan's good. Adam's probably the best. The Nerdist blows ass. Chris Hardwick's so self-centered and lame.
I haven't listened to his podcast at all.
Don't bother. It sucks.
I have seen he has like a short little he has a short little show that's part of The Walking Dead on AMC, and he does like the after show of that where he'll have guests on and they'll talk about the show. Have you seen that, the Walking Dead yet?
That's the zombie thing? Mm-hmm. The zombie thing on like FX or some shit?
No, it's on AMC.
AMC?
Yeah.
Sounds dumb to me.
It's pretty cool. It was really cool, the first season, and the season that's on right now, it's kind of slow. It's getting a little bit more dramatic. So, as the episodes have gone by, there's, less and less zombies.
I think... oh, my God. Just, they're killing all of them?
No.
We're running out of zombies. How many's left? About 7.
No, not that. I'm sure...
We'll save one of them for experiments in science.
I'm sure there's plenty of zombies.
And sex.
There's just, too much side story going on. So,
and
like,
butt fucking.
They're never around zombies. They're just always doing something else, but it is a good show. I would say watch it.
So watch it. I don't know. I can't sit through that shit and be like, get into like, oh, let's feel bad for this guy. He's got to go kill some zombies and like, I don't know, like, oh, his daughter died and like, ah, oh, that sucks. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't get into those. I don't know. Like, I really haven't watched a TV program like sitcom since. Home Improvement, Drew Carey show, that was the last sitcom or show. I don't know, Lost, blue ass. I've never watched those serious, The Walking Dead or fucking Lost, or there's other ones, Heroes.
I watched Lost too. I pretty much watched that whole show through its entirety.
You know, you could have been beaten off or something else, more exciting.
Spending my time on something more productive.
Yeah, you could have been doing anything besides watching that lame-ass Lost shit.
Oh, I guess I'm just a sucker for a good story. I don't know. I like anything that's...
I'd rather masturbate.
Anything like that has a good story, especially...
Or finger blast somebody's asshole.
A movie that's going to be a trilogy series, I'm just compelled. It doesn't really matter what the movie is. I just figure if there's more than one of them and they're popular, it must be for a reason.
Yeah, but they're popular because a bunch of dumbasses watch them and give them ratings, and then they're like, oh, look, the zombie fucking guy's killing zombies. I don't know. The zombie fucking craze going right now.
Of course, that's not necessarily
true. That's popular.
You could think of a million sequels on a series of movies that were... Holy stupid.
What, sequels for movies?
Like any of the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh my God, they should have stopped at one. Or waited fucking 7 years and then done part two.
Yeah.
But waited, done it with Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. Like they fucked up for getting rid of Vinny D in the second one.
Vin D.
Vinny D, baby. That guy was like a bodyguard, wasn't he? Or like a bouncer. And then he became an actor.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was.
I never heard that.
You know what? He looks like a Jewish lawyer with hair. He does. Have you seen him with hair?
A buff Jewish lawyer?
A fucking ripped Jewish lawyer that'll whip your ass if he loses the case. Hey, man, I'm supposed to win this case. I don't know. My Vinny D's not good.
He'll beat the defense into submission.
But seriously, Google that guy. Just Google Vin Diesel with hair and look at him. He looks like he's balding. He's got runways like Madman. And he's what? I don't know, buff and 20-something.
He's not in his 20s.
He did this one movie. He did this one movie back in, 98 or 96, late 90s, and he had hair. Watch, Google that shit.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of movies where he had hair. What's your point? It's just that he looked like a Jewish lawyer.
I guess Vin Diesel looks weird with hair.
You know that's his real last name?
D- Decent.
No, there's no way that's his real last name, right?
Probably.
Or otherwise, what do you think it would be? Gonzalez.
Jin. Vin Jin.
He looks Hispanic to me.
Injin.
Not Jewish.
He looks Hispanic or Cuban or some shit, maybe.
A Jew-spanic.
A Jew-spanic. Maybe he's got some French in him.
Why French?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, no French. But yeah, they shouldn't have made a sequel to that.
What do you think about the Star Wars?
I was just going to ask you that.
The original Star Wars
That's
trilogy.
That's great minds, bitches.
And the Star Wars prequels to the original trilogy.
All right. Fucking.
A lot of people are saying, with the exception of Episode 1, maybe, that the new Star Wars movies were better actual stories than the original Star Wars movies.
No way. Better stories?
Like storylines.
I think they probably like executed them better just because acting's evolved, you know, like those movies probably don't stand up to nowadays. You know, like if you showed some little kid Star Wars, you know, if you made him watch it the same way we watched it, I think he would appreciate it, but he'd probably still say the acting was better. Well, not better. I don't even know, because I wouldn't say the acting was better because their actors were kind of lame. Like, what's his name? Christian
Hansen?
Hansen?
I don't know.
That faggot. Yeah, Luke. Or no, not Luke. Darth Vader. The kid who played Darth Vader. That guy sucked ass.
Darth Vader.
Anakin. There
Anakin
you go.
Anakin Skywalker.
That guy sucked. That fucking Jar Jar Binks guy?
Yeah, he's pretty annoying.
What the fuck were they thinking with him?
I don't know, but they obviously got the hint because by the third movie, or Episode 3, I guess, he was, like, nowhere to be seen, really. Or he had maybe one line in the movie.
Yeah, they got rid of him quick.
They knew what was going on.
They were like, yeah, he must have gotten emails and shit for, like, days.
You know what they didn't do a good enough job of? They didn't do a good enough job of making the first three movies appear that they were older than the last three.
That's true. Like, the way the stormtroopers look, or, like, the, you know, the clone troopers, yeah.
Somehow the first three movies, which were actually the last three in the six movie series, everything of course looks older, but of course when were those movies made? But still, I think they could have done a better job of trying to make the new movies look like they were older as far as
their technology, their fucking ships and shit.
Just, yeah, everything in that universe to look like it was older than the first three movies. So that kind of takes you out a little bit from it.
I can see the only way, like, you know, the only devil's advocate to that is, like, you know, that was before those three movies. So, and that was before, you know, the Rebels and the fucking Imperials were, like, fighting each other and, you know, the fucking shit hit the fan, basically, by the third one.
Yeah.
You know, that fucking, the third Star Wars episode, the guy,
he
was Darth Vader, the kids were born.
The whole switching of the sides is still confusing to me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Lucas needs a little story work there. But, like, I guess, anyway, what I was saying is, like, the ships could look better because it was before... You know, it was when, like, I guess they were producing, like, the badass-looking ships, and then, like...
It was before everything went to shit.
Went to shit, yeah, went to shit. And then they had to, like, use scrap metal to make their ships or some bullshit. Those TIE fighters look so ugly.
Yeah, maybe. I guess you could argue that.
Those TIE fighters are ugly, dude. And those yellow ships that they used in Episode 1?
The
yellow ones?
Naboo fighters.
Naboo fighters, yeah. Those things were pretty sleek-looking. Those things look... Like, they move through the air a lot smoother than a TIE fighter with those big wings on the side.
Yeah, that's
those things probably catch a lot of drag.
That's my whole point. It just wasn't believable.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But you think he's going to do the last three before he dies?
I don't know. Was it? I know he always had intended to make the original three sequels to a three-part trilogy. But I don't know if he ever actually had another three movies after that written. But I've heard rumors that they might go back and make those movies. And I think, I don't know, that would be kind of cool. It would be hard. I don't know. You couldn't include any of the original cast, right, in the new movie? In the new movies? There's no way you could include the original cast.
Fuck no, yeah. You'd have to get all new actors.
Yeah. because it would just the timeline wouldn't make sense with how old everybody was.
Do you think Harrison Ford could still play what's his name?
Han Solo. Okay.
Han Solo, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's still alive. I'm sure he could. It would be pretty funny, though.
It would be pretty funny.
What would a fucking 75-year-old Han Solo be doing?
Fuck, he'd probably, I don't know, like, maybe, did him and Leia ever have kids? I'm pretty sure in those books they did.
Oh, really?
The Star Wars books.
Yeah.
I mean, rings a bell. I think they did. So maybe he's training his son how to fly his...
He'd have little
his
Jedi.
Old ass Millennium Falcon, his little, classic.
Little Jedi children.
Little Jedi, no.
Yeah, I know there's books that were written that take part after the last six movies.
Yeah, but those were just really written by assholes that like Star Wars, that just wanted to write their own stories up, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think Lucas really signed off on any of that shit being true to his story or his plan.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure they have to get some kind of write-off in that way because they're using the name and everything.
Yeah, he probably gets money for that shit.
Oh, for sure. He gets money for everything.
I want to go to Skywalker Ranch.
It's got to be the most like successful franchise ever because Star Wars has been prevalent for, what, like the last 30 years or something?
Yeah.
It must be so rich. I don't see any way he couldn't be.
Yeah. I want to go to Skywalker Ranch, man.
Are you going to go see the new movies in 3D?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
I think it's more, it's kind of like an experience, you know? Just going to see 3D. I mean, everyone's already seen all the movies, but unless you've taken the time to spend all the money to get like a 3D system going on in your house,
mm-hmm.
then there's no way you're ever going to see that movie in 3D unless you go see it in the theater.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even think they have the 3D right for the TVs yet. I've seen it at Best Buy. I haven't really seen it at a house, but
yeah, they're all annoying. Everything still looks like it flickers, and you're not looking at like this nice image. You could definitely tell you're looking at through glasses, and that's just distracting in its own.
Yeah, it's pretty lame. So anyway, Whitney's dead.
Whitney
Houston.
Oh,
she's dead.
Who's that?
She's this bitch who used to sing songs a long time ago. She's pretty.
She got addicted to drugs.
She got hardcore addicted to drugs.
I don't really know too much about her or that whole situation. It's just everything that's came to light since she died. Everyone started talking about her whole career and her life and how she had problems with drugs. I don't even remember her. I don't remember ever hearing anything about that before.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you've heard that back in like the 90s, late 90s and then early 2000s, like, her and Bobby Brown were doing coke, and then like the tabloids would have pictures of her, and she'd look like shit.
Just strung out.
She'd look like fucking hell.
I thought that was just from that guy beating her up.
It was probably some of that too.
A little drugs, a little physical abuse.
A little bit of drugs, a little bit of...
Backhanding.
Backhanding. And I will always snort coke. Until I die in a bathtub. That was fucked up. Whoopi Goldberg is gonna get so pissed at us.
did she die in a bathtub?
Whoopi? No, she's still here.
No, Whitney Houston.
Oh, no. Yeah, she did. She died in a bathtub.
I didn't hear that either. I did hear...
Oh, I didn't even hear that?
Somebody told me that the majority of the state of New Jersey was flying their flags at half-mast. I think I just heard this the other day. In honor of her passing away, which I think is, you know, it seems like a little bit overboard, you know? That's generally reserved for military.
Oh my God,
war
seriously.
Veterans and stuff like that. Just,
yeah.
National recognition and things of that nature, but I don't really think Whitney Houston deserved that honor.
Yeah, I know. They're honoring this fucking chick who used to sing a long time ago. Like, all right, she's got some pipes. Cool. And then she turned into a big old drug addict and like, all right, she's just a drug addict now. She used to be a good singer, but now she's a drug addict. And then she died and then like, oh, let's, you know, well, why do you think they did that? Why do you think they fucking did that whole flag shit? I'm thinking racist.
I'm thinking to attract
racism.
More attention to the state of New Jersey because no one gives a shit about New Jersey.
I don't give a shit about New Jersey.
That's probably, that's not true. I'm sure lots of people care about New Jersey.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people care about Whitney Houston too, but
yeah,
fucking like
just biased West Coast people.
Seriously, it's like did they raise a flag when Elton John died?
You mean lower a flag?
Lower a flag, raise a flag, whatever.
Elton John's not dead.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's still
well,
alive.
Well, some old dead white guy. Did we lower flags for the last? Who's the last white guy that died?
I'm sure seconds ago. You're talking about a famous white guy?
Yeah, like a famous white guy that they did something for. Like they did for like Michael Jackson.
He's not technically a white guy. I know he looks white, but...
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Yeah, that could count. That could count in a way.
See, at least you thought he was white. You said Michael Jackson. That's what he was going for, I'm assuming.
Well, okay, like seriously, like a white guy. Like a Larry Bird or something. Somebody that was
Larry
a badass.
Bird is dead either.
No, I like a Larry Bird. You know, some white guy that's accomplished a lot or a really good basketball. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Some white guy that's accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
Because he was white and he played in the NBA.
I'm going nowhere with this.
Yeah, no, I get your point.
Beating the dead deer.
Definitely. I don't know if she should have had a flag lowered in her honor. But I'm sure it was just a ploy to get to some more media attention. This whole thing,
for sure.
The media for the whole thing has just gotten crazy out of control.
What else are they going to fucking show?
I don't know.
Like, what else do they show when Whitney Houston's not dying?
Well, she only dies once, so I'm sure it'll come and go. It'll pass. did you see on the news Barack Obama was in town this week in Southern California?
Hi, kids. I'm Barack Obama.
That wasn't that good.
No. Hello, kid. No.
No.
Children?
No.
Anyways. All right, I'll work on that. what happened? He's here? Is he still here?
He was here.
Because I got a few things to tell him.
No, he was here last week for a fundraising event.
Yeah?
Since he's technically back on the campaign trail to get reelected for president.
He's so going to win, by the way.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, dude. Who else are they going to vote for?
Yeah, that's the kind of feeling that I got. It was like, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are wanting to vote for somebody else, but I haven't really seen a clear person to choose from out of what's been out there.
You know what I think? I don't think it really matters because the president's a fucking puppet anyway.
Do you know why I know Barack Obama will be reelected as president?
Because you have a genie?
Because he will have probably 99% of all African American votes in the country.
Dude, he so is gonna have more than 90% of the African American votes in the country.
I mean,
and then he's gonna have a chunk of the white votes too, because a lot of them are just like, oh, we better not piss off the black people.
Yeah, I would like to get some statistics on that as far as votes by nationality or ethnicity, but I don't think they do that.
You know what? They should, just so we can really see where all these Barack Obama votes are coming from. And then, you know, I don't know if these people are like, you know.
Maybe having Barack Obama as president will bring out more black voters. And then more black voters will allow propositions like legalizing weed to come to pass.
I think he said he was like not opposed to legalizing weed, but he hasn't done it yet. He's not going to do it. I don't think they ever will do it, really. Well, I don't think they'll do it for a long time.
So, part of the other news that came along with Barack Obama to California was a story that I saw about a Cessna plane being grounded due to flying in restrictive airspace that had been laid out for Barack Obama's arrival in Air Force One. It turns out the Cessna got an escort from two F-16s down to the ground, and once they figured out...
Oh, shit, nigga.
Yeah, and once they brought him down to the ground, they discovered he had something like 40 pounds of weed.
What?
In the plane.
Damn.
So, I'm sure they probably were wondering what this guy was doing flying around Air Force One, and turns out he probably just unknowingly flew by and got busted with 40 pounds of weed.
Damn. What an idiot, dude. Like, if you got that much fucking weed, and, like, he knew about it, right? He knew not to fly there?
I don't know. Maybe not. But
Did he get some kind of thing on the radio? Say, like, you know, don't come around this fucking airport. And he's just like, man, fuck that shit.
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but imagine his initial thought when he saw two F-16s come on either side of him.
Oh my god! I know, with all that fucking weed back there, like, oh my god, I'm going to go to jail for a long goddamn time. Fuck yeah, he did.
Yeah, I would be crapping my pants if two F-16s came on either side of me.
I would not have went that way. I would have found out a better drug trafficking airway to go, or, you know, fucking a better way to go.
Just... Yeah, it was probably, you know what, it was probably some route he flew all the time, but on this particular day, because Obama was there, he got caught, probably, so now he's fucked.
Shit. That sucks. That's like, is that like fucking, you think it's like coincidence, or is it like he had it coming to him? You know, because that's pretty bad, you know.
Had it coming to him, like, karma?
Yeah, like, karma-wise, like, he's fucking he's a pretty bad dude rolling with that much weed, I guess.
Would you be a bad person if you had that much weed?
I mean, I don't think weed's bad anyway. Weed's just like drinking beer, dude. It's the same shit. There's actually fewer car accidents, you know, few car-related accidents with weed than alcohol. You know, there's all kinds of drunk driving crashes. Drinking impairs your driving. Drinking, you know,
that's just
I've drank with a lot of beer. It's pretty hard to drive straight.
That's just because more people drink than they do smoke weed.
Well,
I'm sure if you legalized it and really started to study it, you'd probably see that more weed-related accidents were actually happening than people thought.
I think that's fucking bullshit. I beg to differ. Because, like, you can smoke weed and go drive and be like, fine, you know, you can get there, and you don't feel like, you know, your hands aren't, it's not hard to hold the wheel straight, basically, you know, but when you drink a lot of beer, and then you go drive, then it's like, whoa, all over the road, and like, you get sleepy, you look down, you're like, you know, you're just more stupid, you're more impaired, but weed actually kind of makes you focus more, you'd be like, more, you know, in one with the car, or something like that, you'd be like, all right, me and this car, we're going. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
So you've obviously tried both. That's how you're basing your opinion?
Well, yes.
Look, I've been drunk and was driving, and I've been stoned and I was driving. And let me tell you, driving under when drinking a lot of alcohol is way more dangerous.
It's way more dangerous. Driving with weed is much easier.
So,
well, there's other shit on top of that, you know, like, when you're drunk, you walk funny, you fall into shit, you know, walking's hard. When you smoke, walking's not that hard. You don't even want to walk, you just sit there.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you can argue you get lazy when you smoke weed, and you could be getting lazy when you drive.
That only gives certain people the fuckets.
The fuckets?
Yeah, a case of the fuckets.
What's the fuckets?
The fuckets is like, huh, I should go to work today. And then you're high, so you're like, fuck it, I'll stay home.
Should that be like, I'm really tired, but I'm driving this car. Ah, fuck it.
No, because then, you know, you're like, it doesn't impair you that bad. You're not like a stupid robot, mindless, like, fuck it robot. Like, it's only when you're, you know, fucking high and then whatever the fuck. Weed should be legal. Weed should be legal, don't you think?
I think for as much as people use it already, you might as well, like, I don't think it's going to do any more harm than it's already doing by legalizing
exactly.
It. And if anything, it's just going to generate some profit for the state, which needs a lot of money right now, so.
Exactly. You know, like, back in the heyday, like, the 1920s or the 1919s, that's like a year apart, but, you know, the fucking earlier the 1920s, whatever it was, that William Randolph Hearst guy fucking didn't want to switch his paper mills over to hemp because some asshole found out hemp was easier to turn in. It had less steps to turn it into paper and useful resources than cotton did, or trees or wood or some shit. However they were making paper. Anyway, the dude made a fucking...
Cotton.
No, but he made a smear campaign against weed and then got it illegalized, said like, oh, all the bad people are gonna, he actually said all the blacks and Mexicans, we're gonna rape your women and all this bullshit. He made up all this shit because it had some connection to the Mexican plant, marijuana, right?
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, weed's always had negative connotations associated with it, I think.
So does alcohol. They even banned alcohol, and they brought it back.
Yeah, there needs to be more people in support of... It's kind of weird, though, how that's been coming more and more popular. It's more of an issue now than it's ever been before.
What, legalizing weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, it got on a ballot, and it was pretty close, I thought, wasn't it?
No, I don't think it was close at all. I think it was like
70-30 or something.
Yeah,
like
it was about 70-30.
Well, that's not that bad.
That's, you know, not even half.
Well, obviously, otherwise it would have passed.
Yeah.
But I'm saying 30% to 51%.
It's got too much.
That far off.
It's got too much bad shit connected. Like, you know, those commercials that people have seen in the late 90s or even before then, like, this is your brain on drugs. Then they started aiming that shit at marijuana, and they started saying, like, oh, you know, don't smoke weed, you're gonna fucking turn into an idiot. They had, like, the thing with the dog and the drawing where the dog was like, I don't want to hang out with you anymore because you smoke weed. Your dog would never fucking tell you don't want to hang out with you anymore because you smoke weed.
I think I remember seeing that commercial.
Yeah, shit like that. And then there's a one where a guy, like, lets moss get all over him because he just sits in his room, and then they do a time thing, and, like, people pass him by, and his family's passing him by, but he's getting older because of weed. He's, like, all lazy. It only fucking makes stupid, lazy people lazy. Like, I think it enhances your qualities or brings out certain shit. Like, if you're lazy deep down, it's going to make you lazy. Like, but if you're smart and motivated, like, I don't know, Joe Rogan always advocates that he's all motivated and he smoked weed, but he didn't do it until he was, you know, until he had his ball moving. Like, you just can't fucking sit around and do nothing. I'm like, just smoke weed. You gotta, like...
It's just gonna make you even lazier. Yeah, maybe.
Well, you gotta be mature enough to, like, be able to smoke it and still handle your shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess everyone needs to do that about everything, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's more than weed. Everyone just needs to fucking get better.
Yeah, we'll see. I think eventually it could be legalized.
I hope so, eventually. That way it just goes away and, like, the cops aren't fucking so crazy about putting, like, just, you know, they're putting people for weed in jail. That's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, cops are frustrating, man.
You ever heard of that one idea where you should just legalize everything except for, like, heroin and speed? Like, coke would be legalized and weed would be legalized, and, well, I forget how exactly they were going about it, but basically drugs would be legal and it's like, it's up to everybody. You know, I don't know. That actually...
Yeah, that would be...
It doesn't... It sounds real stupid.
Slippery slope.
It wouldn't work. Yeah, but I heard somebody talking about it on some podcast, and I was like... I think it was on Rogan's podcast. They were talking about that idea. But it would never work. Yeah, you couldn't legalize everything. People would be too...
Let's focus on legalizing one drug at a time.
There's too many stupid people. That's what it is. There are too many stupid people that can be influenced and just
let drugs
take them over.
That's from them taking too many drugs.
I guess no one's ever, like, got their shit in line with coke or anything. Like, hey, shit was fucking
You never see
bad.
Any campaigns to legalize any hardcore drugs because there's no one ever motivated enough who's on those drugs to make those campaigns.
You imagine Barack Obama? I do a little line of coke every day. It gets my shit in line, gets me motivated, and get up for the morning. It's better than coffee, and quite frankly, I love it.
I think Bush said he had done cocaine, didn't he?
Bush is a cokehead.
Oh, really? You think he's still a cokehead?
I've done it with him, yeah.
You've done cocaine with him?
Yes, with President Bush. Only with President Bush, though. I've never done it anywhere else or anything like that. I've never touched the stuff.
Specifically with him?
Specifically with him at one of his...
He forced you into it?
Well, he was throwing this white trash bash party at his Texas house, so I went there.
You were invited?
He was like, hey, everybody, let's all go upstairs and do blow. And then, you know, I was like, all right, I don't want to be a square. Everyone was going with him, so I went up there with him.
Who wouldn't go with the president?
Dude, it was so cool. There was all these whores.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That really happened.
I think you were dreaming.
So we live in
one of your fantasies to go do coke with the president.
Someday.
Someday.
Someday I will.
Well, he's not the president anymore, so maybe you could just go hang out with him.
Bill Clinton might do coke with me.
He might, yeah.
He probably has coke of his own.
You guys could do coke together and have a jazz party.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll get all coked up and then jump on the horns. So anyway, we live in Southern California. I don't know if we said it or not. But there's all these fucking girls walking around with these goofy-looking boots that go, like, right up to their knees, just below them. They're, like, super tight leather boots. Like, every fucking girl has them. It's like, all right, that trend, we can move on from that trend, right?
Yeah, I think...
that sounds pretty gay, but that's meant from a total...
Slutty boots are out now.
Slutty boots. Slutty boots, yeah, that's a good name for them.
Boots and weird-looking sandals. That seems like that's what a lot of girls are wearing now.
Yeah, like those Greek sandal thingies that go all the way up your fucking calf or something.
Yeah. Unless you're going to start wearing togas around, I think you should ditch those sandals, too.
Or just walk around topless. We won't even be looking at your shoes.
Then you can wear whatever kind of shoe.
Whatever the fuck kind of shoe you want if your titties are hanging out.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Let's do that. Or let's, you know, girls do that. Yeah, we'll start that. I'll start telling girls.
Slutty boots and Greek sandals only if you're naked.
Those slutty boots are out. Yo, titties are in. Just start walking around topless.
Yeah. Southern California has definitely got a lot of hot chicks.
Oh, yeah. It sure the fuck does. Seriously, I've been to Northern California. I've been places back east and other, like, little podunk towns here and there.
Northern California, not so much.
But in California, like, the hot chick ratio is pretty high. Like, hot chicks to not hot chicks. There's a lot more hot chicks.
Yeah. So how's
it's a good place to be.
How's your score on that with such a high ratio? You pulling them down?
I'm raking them in like fucking, yeah. I'm just pulling them in. I gotta beat them off, actually. Not, like, beat them off with my finger, but, like, you know, beat them off with a stick, like, too many bitches. Too many hot bitches.
Oh, they're just raining down?
Yeah, they do. You should move to Southern California. That's what it's like here. Just hot bitches jump all over you, and you're like, oh, god damn it. It's like, no, get off of me.
I live here, too.
Yeah? And doesn't that happen to you? No?
No, not necessarily.
Well, you need to work on your sexy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you need to get sexier.
So how do you suggest I do that?
Well, first of all,
walk around with really tight pants.
Walk around with really tight pants
to showcase your dong.
Showcase your fat, long dong.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking like 70% of it. Then just, you know,
dress like a douchebag.
Dress like a douchebag. Yeah, wear like three shirts, like an undershirt, and then like a button-up shirt, and then a stylish jacket.
So, is that what you do?
And maybe a scarf. Oh, that's what I do when I want to go get the chicks. Yeah, I dress like a douche. That's what all the douches do.
Not all the time, just when you want to get chicks.
Just when I want to get chicks, yeah. If I want to go hang out with my boys, I don't want to dress like a douche, you know, get made fun of.
Well, there's no girls around here right now.
Well, I'm not dressed like a douche. Remember? I'm with you.
Anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up. So we're going to try and do this, what, once a week?
Once a week. We're going to try to do it once a week. And then let's do it once a week.
I think once a week is good. We'll figure out all the details coming up soon here.
Yeah, stay tuned. This was our first, you know, podcast. This was our first run. And then, we hope you liked it. There's going to be more. And follow us on Twitter. That's Briggity Bryce, BRIGGITYBRYCE.
Yeah. At Briggity Bryce, at A Smitty. They'll figure it out.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, Blastcast. We'll talk to you guys later.
Later, bitches!